Mistletoe is a familiar plant during Christmas celebration, and one that has been a symbol of love, or at least non-hostility, dating back to early Celtic times. Mistletoe is an odd little evergreen plant that grows as a small clumpy shrub on the limbs of trees, especially branches high off the ground. The plants possess fleshy pale green stems that sport clusters of thick, leathery leaves of the same pale green color. The plants sprout pearl-white colored flowers in autumn, and following pollination, clusters of small round fruits begin to swell. At Christmas time, the fruits are ripe and ready to be eaten. Not by us, because the mistletoe fruit is poisonous to people, but rather by birds that apparently find the mistletoe fruit a winter delicacy. There are hundreds of different kinds of mistletoe plants found around the world, most confined to warmer climates, though our area is home to but one common species, called simply American mistletoe. This is the most frequently used variety for Christmas celebration, owing to the fact that it's commonly found throughout the eastern part of our country. And it is common because the birds that favor the mistletoe fruit, notably bluebirds, cedar waxwings, and several of our migratory sparrows, help to distribute the plants during the birds' travels. After digesting the mistletoe's fleshy fruit, the birds unceremoniously deposit the indigestible seeds wherever they are perched, often high up a tree, which gives the seeds good odds they will land on a branch. There the mistletoe seed may germinate, sending out tiny root-like structures called holdfasts. These insidious structures wend their way through the bark and into the underlying cells of the tree branch, from which the holdfasts draw nutrients and water, much like roots do for typical earthbound plants. Though capable of photosynthesizing its own food, parasitizing enables the mistletoe to obtain essential minerals that are otherwise lacking on the surface of the tree branch. While infected trees seldom die from mistletoe hitchhikers, the parasite may stunt tree growth and cause abnormal swelling where the mistletoe is attached. Because fruit-eating birds are the mistletoe's best distributor, the most likely place to find mistletoe is among trees that offer safe passage or safe harbor for the greatest number of birds. Bottomland swamps near major rivers, including the Cape Fear, Black, and Northeast Cape Fear, contain numerous trees near the water's edge that bear green clumps of mistletoe amid their branches, lasting signs that proclaim birds were here. And it is in these places that mistletoe collectors go in order to obtain this traditional Christmastime treat. From a natural history perspective, the parasitic mistletoe might seem an odd choice as a symbol for peace. Be that as it may, I won't search for deeper meaning, but instead, I'll accept tradition and embrace mistletoe as a bearer of goodwill and positive omen of love, and all the while, I'll wish bon appetit to the birds that they may continue to distribute this harbinger of peace across the land.